A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Ayin Hei, Psachim 75a, pagination page 149. We'll start with a cute story. They say a story of a young man who was proposed to be the right match for the daughter of a very great rabbi. This young man, as great a match as he might be for the daughter, but he was not a scholar, and people were worried that he would not be a match for the father-in-law. So they gave this young man a suggestion. They told him that when the father of the girl asks him for a Dvar Torah, Torah thought, he should say, perhaps the Rebbe will propose his own Dvar Torah, and I'll comment on it. The father was very impressed with this idea, and on the date, he said, fine. He says a Dvar Torah, and the advice which the young man got was, simply say the words Efsher Fakert. Maybe it's the opposite whenever the father says something. So indeed, the young man does that, and as soon as the father prepares and states his Dvar Torah, he just ends off, Efsha Fakert, maybe it's the opposite, and the father is really, really impressed, because in his own mind, he was always able to develop what he thought the son presumably had in mind. Until he says, wow, this young man that you brought here is really a Talmud Chacham, he's a Torah scholar, to which the young man continued to say, Efsha Fakert, maybe it's the opposite. We have a Gemara here that I believe is a perfect example of developing a thought in a way that you really have to keep track of the thought, because as it changes, you can keep looking at it and realizing that there's another perspective. So let's begin the Gemara, which is six lines from the top, at the end of the line, Ba'amine. And the case that we're dealing with over here is residual heat. You heated up an oven using fuel, and as we'll see, the fuel that was used in the case being proposed was orla, fruit of the third year, which you're not allowed to benefit from. And this halacha is also brought in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Mem Beis. Some of these ideas are extrapolated for cases of Avodah Zarah, again, where the fuel is prohibited in benefit. And the question that we're dealing with is that the walls of the oven become hot. What happens once the forbidden fuel dies out? Is the heat, the residual heat in the walls of the oven, is that forbidden as well? And does that forbid whatever it is that you're cooking? Bo'amine Rav Chinuna bar Idi me'rav Ada bar Ava. Following question was asked. Tanu she'esiko beklipe orlo. You warmed an oven using the shells of orla. It was forbidden in benefit. Vigarfo, and then you wiped it clean, and all we're dealing with is residual heat. Va'afabo es hapas, and you baked bread in that oven. Ledivrei ha'oser, according to the opinion previously on Daf Chaf Vav Amid Beis, that said that if the orla is still there in the oven, the bread is forbidden. Mahu. What would he say in this case? Would he back off and say, now it's already totally residual heat, and there's no prohibition, or that residual heat was produced from prohibited fuel, and therefore it remains forbidden? Amalei hapas muteres. He says, according to that opinion, even strict in the previous case, but if you raked it out, then the residual heat would produce bread that is permitted. Amalei. He told him back, and here's the Again, keeping track back and forth. The following statement was made regarding the Korban Pesach. You heated up the oven, and now you roasted a Korban Pesach in the cavity of the oven. Ein ze tzli eish. It's not called tzli eish, meaning it's not attributable to the original open fire. This heat that has been absorbed in the walls of the oven is not attributable to the original open flame, the tzli, that would have worked. Shene'emar, because the pasuk says, tzli eish, de'pa'omim. There's a limitation. It has to be a truly open fire. And then it's a kosher Korban Pesach. But there's a miut, there's a limitation. It has to meet those specifications. And if not, it's not attributable to the original tzli eish. You don't have open fire over here. Says the Gemara, a fascinating approach. Taima de goli rachmana tzli eish. It's only because the Torah specifically told me tzli eish that it's got to be an open fire. Tzli eish shtei pa'amim, has to say it twice. Halo goli rachmana, but if the Torah would not have said the words tzli eish, what is the default way of understanding heat coming from fuel? Hava amine tzli eish, I would have thought that the residual heat in the walls of the oven is called tzli eish from an open fire, because that's where it originated. That's where this heat originated. Similarly, even though it's not attributable in the case of Korban Pesach, and we do not call the residual heat open fire by Korban Pesach, but that's only because it specifically said tzliyesh tzliyesh. There was a very specific miut, a limitation. But in a regular case, any other case, maybe I should ask, what was the original source of this residual heat? Good, it doesn't work by Korban Pesach. That's because there's a pasuk. But if you have any other case, efshe fakert, it should be exactly the opposite. We should do tracing and say, where did the heat source originate? It originated from klipei orla, forbidden fuel. So even though now it's absorbed into the oven, but we should do tracing, and we should say the bread baked in such an oven is forbidden. Amalei, and he answered him, Goli rachmana hasam ve'alfinan mina. On the contrary, once the Torah told you how to understand heat, you learn from there. And just as what's in the walls of the oven is not called tzli eish, is not called open fire, likewise, what is in the walls of the oven resulting from forbidden fuel is not called forbidden heat. Because we learn out, not that it's the opposite of Korban Pesach, that Korban Pesach is the exception, and the default understanding is that it's not. But you should learn out of Korban Pesach, and just as by Korban Pesach it's not traceable, here also it's not traceable. So you see how there's a lot of perspective in the way things change. Firstly, once it's raked out, the ruling can change. The ruling from Daf Chavav was forbidden, and now it's permitted because it was raked out. The ruling by Korban Pesach was that it's not tzli eish. If it's residual heat, it's not traceable. And we wanted to know, but that's only because of a miut, and maybe every other place it should be traceable, and therefore forbidden because it originated in forbidden fuel. And the Gemara concludes over here, at least this part of the Gemara, we learn out from Korban Pesach that it's not traceable, and that becomes the precedent for all over. One final, again, very unique switch of perspective in the top Taisvis. Taisvis Vigarfo, a person raked out the oven, and then baked the bread inside the oven. The fuel which was generating this heat was forbidden fuel. Tema l'riva. The Riva asks, top line, my kaboy, what's the question here at all? Haktani seifa, we know from the end of the same brisa, bishla al gabe gecholim, if you cooked directly on coals of forbidden fuel, divrei hakol muteres, it's permitted. Vafilu leman demuk yasam begecholim omemos, and even if you say that the coals are weaker, but weak coals are certainly more than the residual heat that's in an oven. So how could we entertain the possibility that what bakes from the walls of an oven is prohibited if even baking on the coals themselves is permitted once the coals are well on their process of being coals? Last wide line of Taisvis, V'tiritz Ri, and the Ri answered, totally new perspective. Shaini gecholim she'ein chomon ba machmas ha-shalheves ela machmas atzmon. Even though the heat of coals is greater than residual heat in the walls of an oven, but in a certain way it is far downgraded in the level of prohibited benefit, because coals are not coming from the burning fuel anymore. Afra ba'almahein. At this point, they're considered dust. They're considered ash. And the heat that's emanating from ash, even though it may be greater than the residual heat in the walls of the oven, but the heat that is generated from ash is less prohibited than the heat that's residual in the walls of the oven. As Taisvis continues, Aval choma tanur, but the heat of an oven, shagorfa machmas chom shalhevesu avukaba, that's coming from the heat of an open fire. A few moments ago, the fire was burning. Then you decided to rake it out and put it out. But that wall of the oven definitely got its heat from an open flame of prohibited fuel. Again, but coal, the heat that's coming out is not prohibited fuel. It's already ash. It's been burnt. It's no longer traceable in its essence because you burnt the prohibited item. And now it's the coal that's generating the heat. Again, many times we think that something is comparable, and after analysis, particularly in this Taisvis, it's not an issue of how hot it is, but rather what it is that's generating the heat. As we're saying, Efsher Fakert.